Democrats rebuke Planned Parenthood for targeting pro-life incumbent with racial slur. By Dr. Susan Barry on July 5, 2020. Democrats in the Texas legislature rebuked the political arm of the state's Planned Parenthood affiliate for targeting one of their pro-life colleagues with a racial slur in their attacks against him. For months now, Planned Parenthood Texas Votes has been campaigning to unseat Democrat State Senator Eddie Lucio Jr. of Brownsville, using the phrase Sucio Lucio in its attacks against him. The Texan observed the political lobbying group has even devoted a website, titled with the same smear, in its campaign for Sarah Stapleton Barrera as the July 14 primary runoff election approaches. In the March 3 primary, Lucio, with 49.8% of the vote, just missed the cutoff to avoid the runoff. Barrera received 35.6% of the vote. The Sucio Lucio website states the incumbent has a solid record of voting for and supporting anti-choice, anti-LGBTQ, anti-immigrant, anti-environment, anti-worker, anti-healthcare, and anti-public school policies. Planned Parenthood Texas Votes adds Lucio is a close ally of extremist politicians, including Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and Governor Greg Abbott, and consistently votes against the best interests of his constituents. Lucio's son, also a Texas lawmaker, State Representative Eddie Lucio III, D., provided his own statement in a campaign press release issued by his father Thursday, condemning Planned Parenthood and its partners for the derogatory and racial slur against his father. Lucio III said, "I'm truly disheartened, given all that's happening in the world today, that Planned Parenthood Texas Freedom Network Texas Rising and others continue to disparage our family name with derogatory and racial slurs. These big special interest groups from outside our border community should comprehend the deeper connotations behind the word Sucio, dirty Mexican, and the association with a person of Hispanic descent, sick. Mexican Americans are hardworking, family-oriented individuals. Never should the word dirty or its Spanish language equivalent be used to describe one of us. Given current events and the social awareness on being accepting of all races and cultures, the continued use of this term is insensitive and in poor taste. We can respectfully disagree on issues without being offensive to an entire culture." Urban Dictionary also defines sucio as Spanish slang for one who's ill-moraled in a sexual nature, and another way to say fags, faggots, queers, homos, etc. derived from the Spanish word meaning a dirty man or men. After the release of his comments, Lucio III, who is more liberal than his father, tweeted, "Other Democrats piled on criticism of Planned Parenthood. State Senator Jose Menendez tweeted, "This reference is hateful and deplorable." Texas Representative Terry Canales also asserted on Twitter, "Planned Parenthood is so out of line. You unless an immediate apology is issued. Planned Parenthood won't, sick, ever set foot in my office." Similarly, State Representative Oscar Longoria tweeted, "Using a derogatory Spanish word for a Latino candidate should not be tolerated." Bishop Daniel Flores of Brownsville also condemned Planned Parenthood for its slur against Lucio, referring to it as a malicious attack, Catholic News Agency reported. While not surprised that Planned Parenthood would attack State Senator Eddie Lucio's pro-life record, "I am deeply discouraged that Texas Freedom Network and others would join in this malicious kind of attack, using such derogatory language to disparage him and his family," Flores said in a statement. In response to the outpouring of criticism, Planned Parenthood Texas Votes tweeted, "We stand with the young Latinx and LGBTQ leaders in the RGB Rio Grande Valley, calling for accountability for their community and from their legislators," and linked to a letter from left-wing community organizers that still uses the hashtag #SucioLucio. In their letter, the activists condemned the disparaging attacks, vilifying and questioning our decision as Valley residents to continue using the nickname Sucio Lucio, a moniker that previous community members have used to describe the dirty political tactics Senator Lucio has employed for decades. The letter's signers appear to accuse Lucio of having conservative values. If he is concerned about racism, why did he fail to speak up when it mattered the most? There was no statement issued by his campaign in response to the various Black Lives Matter protests that were held in his district at a time when race relations were resonating nationally and shared locally. He prefers to represent and maintain relationships with far-right activists, anti-LGBT groups, extreme anti-abortion groups, and more. Planned Parenthood Federation of America touted last week the naming of its permanent CEO, Alexis McGill Johnson, who the organization describes as a social and racial justice leader, just days after the head of its New York affiliate was publicly accused of systemic racism and abuse by her employees. In a statement about the accusations, Johnson, who has been serving as acting CEO for about a year, said the employees' accusations of misconduct, abuse, racism and more, do not align with Planned Parenthood standards or our values.